You're listening to SBS News.
The so-called Irish backstop has been a major problem for Brexit. As part of the Good Friday Agreement in 1998, which brought Northern Ireland's sectarian conflict to an end, the border between Northern Ireland and the Irish Republic effectively became invisible, with little or no physical infrastructure and no customs or border checks. If Britain leaves the EU, that border becomes a border between an EU member and a non-EU member, which could mean a hard border with fewer crossing posts and a reintroduction of customs and border checks. The chair of the original Good Friday negotiations, US Senator George Mitchell, is among the many who believe that would negate the agreement and could lead to further conflict. The EU withdrawal proposal is that Northern Ireland would remain under EU rules and be part of the EU customs union, but Brexit supporters were concerned that Britain would have no control over when that compromise would be ended. In a surprise announcement in Strasbourg, British Prime Minister Theresa May and European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker announced what they hope is a solution to the dilemma.
The Prime Minister and I have agreed on a joint legally binding instrument relating to the withdrawal agreement. This instrument provides meaningful clarifications and legal guarantees on the nature of the backstop. The backstop is an insurance policy, nothing more, nothing less.
The two leaders met just hours before British MPs vote on Ms. May's exit deal on Wednesday morning our time. President Juncker says the new assurances should ensure Britain won't be indefinitely trapped in a mechanism designed to prevent a hard border between Ireland and Northern Ireland. Theresa May says that's a key to achieving a successful Brexit.
Having an insurance policy to guarantee that there will never be a hard border in Northern Ireland is absolutely right. It honours the UK's solemn commitments in the Belfast Good Friday Agreement. But if we ever have to use that insurance policy, it cannot become a permanent arrangement, and it is not the template for our future relationship.
Jean-Claude Juncker acknowledged that the backstop has made it difficult for Ms. May to get her deal agreed by the British Parliament.
The ratification has been more difficult on the UK side. This is why the Commission chief negotiator Michel Barnier and I personally have been working extremely hard over the past months to provide the additional reassurances the Prime Minister needs to help her get the deal over the finishing line.
Mrs. May says the new agreement will guarantee that the EU cannot act with the intent of applying the backstop indefinitely.
If they do, it can be challenged through arbitration, and if they are found to be in breach, the UK can suspend the backstop. The joint instrument also gives a legal commitment that whatever replaces the backstop does not need to replicate it.
They also agreed to work on finding alternative arrangements to replace the backstop by the end of next year.
The UK and the EU will begin work immediately to replace the backstop with alternative arrangements by the end of December 2020. There will be a specific negotiating track on alternative arrangements from the very start of the next phase of negotiations. It will consider facilitations and technologies, both those currently ready and emerging.
The changes fall short of demands of hardcore UK Brexiteers, but it may persuade some MPs to switch their votes. Only time will tell if enough will make the change to get the deal over the line and avoid a hard Brexit. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.